It seems hard to believe now, but there was a time when J.S. Bach's music was thought to need improvement. All those dry academic fugues, too dusty, too boring for contemporary audiences. So in the early 1900s, composers took what they thought of as desiccated kernels, dropped them into the warm waters of the modern orchestra. Among those composers was Arnold Schoenberg, and you'll hear his luxurious creation coming up on the Bach Hour. Hello, I'm Brian McCreath. Welcome to the Bach Hour from Classical Radio Boston, WCRB, part of WGBH. On the program today, conductor Esa-Pekka Salonen and the Los Angeles Philharmonic bring the St. Anne Prelude and Fugue to life. And you'll also hear the cantata number 73, Herr, wie du willst, so geschieht mit mir, or Lord, as you will, let it be done with me. If you'd like to see a translation of the text for that piece, you'll find a link at classicalwcrb.org, where you can also hear this program again on demand. Again, that's at classicalwcrb.org. Just ahead, a Boston-born and bred cellist brings you the warmth of a solo piece for her instrument. But first, here is another 20th century transcription of Bach's music. This is Leopold Stokowski's realization of the Little Fugue in G minor. Esa-Pekka Salonen conducts the Los Angeles Philharmonic here on the Bach Hour. Thank you. Leopold Stokowski's transcriptions of Bach's organ works don't appear too often on the concert stage, but the color and energy they generate can be tremendous nevertheless. That was the Los Angeles Philharmonic with conductor Esa-Pekka Salonen in the Fugue in G minor, known as the Little Fugue. You'll hear more from the LA Phil and Salonen later on. Cellist Phoebe Carai was born in Boston and studied at the New England Conservatory. She went on to study with Nicholas Arnicourt in Salzburg and eventually joined Musica Antiqua of Cologne, one of Europe's top early music ensembles. After 10 years with them, she returned to the U.S. and now performs with the Boston Early Music Festival Orchestra, the Philharmonia Baroque Orchestra, and many other ensembles. Here is Phoebe Carai with the first of Bach's suites for solo cello here on the Bach Hour. Thank you. Cellist Phoebe Carey with a Suite No. 1 for solo cello by Bach, recorded in 2002 at a beautiful and isolated artist retreat on the western coast of Scotland. During his first Epiphany season in Leipzig, Bach composed a cantata that, in spite of its short length, is a powerful expression of faith and devotion. The cantata No. 73, Herr, wie du willst, so schick's mit mir, or Lord, as you will, so let it be done with me, uses what we now call a leitmotif, a small musical idea that reminds us of a particular theme as it returns throughout a piece of music. In this case, it's a set of four notes that appear at the very beginning of the piece. Those four notes correspond to the opening of the chorale tune the choir sings just a bit later, on the words, "Lord, as you will." Which is the heart of what Bach is expressing, that the believer is meant to trust completely and totally in the will of the divine. The opening chorus continues with interjections from the tenor, bass, and soprano soloists, each expressing the struggle to maintain that trust in the face of life's trials. But even during those struggles, the leitmotif of trust can be heard behind them. If you listen for those four notes constantly returning, along with the voice of the struggling individual and the chorus's bolstering chorale tune, a mosaic of human experience and faith, steadfast but never 100% certain, emerges. The tenor aria that follows explores those struggles further, now with a solo oboe accompaniment that the late Craig Smith of Boston's Emmanuel Music equates to a dove descending to mankind. Later, the bass soloist expresses the believer's submission to God's will, repeating the words, "Herr, so du willst," or "Lord, as you will." That sentiment is then confirmed by the community voice of the choir for the final chorale movement. Remember, you can find a complete translation of this piece by visiting us online at classicalwcrb.org. This performance of the cantata number 73 features soprano Yukari Nonoshita, tenor Gerd Turk, and bass Peter Coy. Bach Collegium Japan is conducted by Masaaki Suzuki here on the Bach Hour.
Thank you. Unser Wille bleibt verkehrt, bald trotzig, bald verzagt. Des Sterbens will er nie gedenken, allein ein Christ in Gottes Geist gelebt, lernt sich in Gottes Willen senken und sagt, Herr, so du gleichen Glocken. Ich folge unerschrocken, mein Jammer ist nunmehr gestillt. Herr, so du willst, 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 Herr, so du
The Short But Powerful, Cantata No. 73 by Bach. Herr, wie du willst, so schick's mit mir, or Lord, as you will, so let it be done with me. In a performance by Bach, Collegium Japan, and conductor Masaaki Suzuki, with soprano soloist Yukari Nonoshita, tenor Gerd Turk, and bass Peter Coy. In 1928, Arnold Schoenberg, best known as the father of atonalism and serialism, felt there was untapped potential in Bach's Prelude and Fugue in E-flat, a piece that was given the nickname Saint Anne long after Bach's lifetime. Schoenberg wrote to Anton Webern that he had replaced the organ's slow, rarely occurring change of colors with a more richly varied one that establishes precisely the rendition and character of the individual passages. Here again is the Los Angeles Philharmonic with conductor Esa-Pekka Salonen in Schoenberg's transcription of the Saint Anne Prelude and Fugue here on the Bach Hour.
Thank you. Thank you.
Arnold Schoenberg's transcription brings Bach's Prelude and Fugue in E-flat, known as the St. Anne, into whole new realms of color. Esa-Pekka Salonen led the Los Angeles Philharmonic. Thank you for joining me today, and thanks also to audio engineer Antonio Oliart-Ross. I'm Brian McCreath, and I'll hope to have your company again next week here on the Bach Hour.